Team Teens!
What do singer Lizzo, makeup artist James Charles, comedian Pete Davidson, Taylor Swift, and Kanye West have in common?
Not sure.
They've all been cancelled.
Cancelled? How can you cancel a person?
Well, if a company did something you disagreed with, maybe you would stop buying their products.
Yes, I don't buy from companies that use palm oil.
Okay, so cancel or call out culture is the same, but it's not a company, it's a person.
Why would you cancel someone?
It's a way of saying in public that you don't like somebody's behaviour.
What kind of behaviour?
Maybe they've posted something nasty online or shared an opinion you don't agree with.
Wow! So anyone can get cancelled. And for anything.
True. But the most famous examples are celebrities or YouTubers. And cancel culture often takes place in public and online, on social media.
What happens?
So, someone calls out the bad behaviour so that everyone can see, and then they unfollow that person. What happens is that other people do the same. Some YouTubers have lost thousands of followers in minutes.
It's harsh.
It can be. And it's the topic of today's phone-in. Tell us your experiences of cancel culture.
Yes. Have you ever cancelled anyone?
Or have you been cancelled?
Call us now on the team phone-in.
0858713.
On line one, we have Marek. Hello, Marek.
Hi.
Tell us your experience of cancel culture.
So, I cancelled one of my best mates last year. We've been friends at school for 5 years.
What happened?
Well, it was in December, during the election. I noticed my friend had started to share posts from the Brexit Party on his social media.
Why did that bother you? Can't you have different politics and still be friends?
No. Brexit isn't just about tax or how schools should be run. Brexit is deeper than that.
How?
Well, Brexit for me is about people. It's about families. My name is Marek. My mum is Polish. And my friend knew that. He stayed over at our house and eaten with us. And so, when I saw the posts, I was in shock. And then I thought, did he really like us? Did he think we were foreigners? What did he really think about mum? I felt hurt.
So, what did you do?
I blocked him on social. So, on Facebook, Insta, Snap, and I left the group chat on WhatsApp.
How did that feel?
It actually felt good. It was my way of punishing him without having to argue or fight. I found that blocking and unfollowing him was the easiest way to deal with the situation.
Has your friend ever asked you about it?
A week later, he saw me at the gym. He asked if I was okay and why I had left. But I bottled it. I made an excuse. I said I'd got a new phone.
Do you think it would have been better if you had talked?
Yes, I know. But I was angry at that point. I feel calmer now. But our friendship won't ever be the same. He's still cancelled.
Well, thank you for being open and honest with us.
Yes, thank you, Marek. And find out more about cancel culture in the latest issue of Team.